This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Just me today because Chris is at St James's Palace. Ooh, someone's doing well. Can I do it again? On bangers, probably. There's another round of the Who game. Think of something retro and give it a ho with all your might. It's me against the callers. Oh, and there's a man talking to his girlfriend, but in a dog voice. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, Brian, painting in Nottingham. It's so weird the kind of things that you lot really pick up on and notice. He says, that bit at the end of Holy Grail by Jay-Z sounds like that pig you did on the feature about animals from different countries. You know, you're so right, Brian. Sounds like a pig in Korea. Thanks for noticing that. Also, hello to Harry, who is seeing the Amazons tonight in London in approximately 8 hours. And Adam will also be there. Cheers for the text. James from the Sawmills says, if there's no Chris, then I'm out, unfortunately. I mean, how will you even do bangers? That's the best bit. We're trying to get hold of Chris right now. I'm sure it'll all be fine, but I'm winning anyway. So if he doesn't pick up the phone, I'll win again.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Liam Payne and Quavo, Strip That Down on BBC Radio 1. Looking forward to seeing Liam at the Teen Awards, not this, but next weekend. You come in? I'm only talking to 14 to 17-year-olds, but if you are, honestly, it's going to be amazing. But what voice will Liam be using on the day? The one from the Midlands?
I was doing like hip-hoppy music and stuff and I was just getting all inspired by it, so I went out and bought a big gold chain.
So that's his normal voice. Or would he be using the one he uses in interviews in America?
Liam, I love that you're teasing us with your music and it's coming out this coming Friday. What else can you tell us?
Just get ready to strip that down, I guess.
Ladies.
I don't want to give any more away. I'm excited about it. We worked hard and...
I guess. Come to the Teen Awards and find out.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
You know, yesterday we were talking about stuff that couples do that's unique to their relationship. This text just in. Weird things couples do. My boyfriend puts his eye in my ear and blinks his eyelashes. Try it, it tickles. I'm all right, thanks.
One. Scott Mills.
Saw Chris tweet earlier. Off to the palace today to hand out some Duke of Edinburgh Gold Awards. All I've got is Lord Royals on loop in my head. See, the thing is, he's expecting... I mean, it's quite sweet. He's expecting for, like... or hoping for a William or a Kate or a Harry or possibly Queen. When in reality, we all know it will be Prince Andrew. Not that that's a bad thing.
Scott Mills.
You know how couples just sometimes slip into really weird habits and only they do it? Or so we think. We've got so many stories on yesterday. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Please know, before you tell me yours, that it is not the weirdest one, OK?
OK, that makes me feel a bit better.
OK, so who do you do your weird couple thing with?
My boyfriend, Ryan.
Okay, so you and Ryan do what?
So we basically have a game where we have to lick each other's noses. And then, so you get points for whoever gets the most hits. And then, you know, at the end of the day, the score wipes and you start again the next day.
Right. And who instigates that?
I think I started it just to annoy him and to just lick his nose, which he found annoying, but it's eventually turned into a game. So whoever kind of remembers in the morning gets the first hit and then, yeah, it goes on throughout the day.
All right, so it's not like a constant game where it's like lick, 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 lick. It can just happen at any time.
No, yeah, it's more sort of whenever you can slyly get one in.
And how many licks per day would you say?
It doesn't really tend to get that high. The scores sort of end up to be about 3-3 or 3-2, that sort of thing.
Okay, good. And how long has this been going on?
I can't really remember. We've been together 2 years, so probably about that long, I guess.
Right, but I don't understand how it would start. And do you do it in public?
No, it mainly stays behind closed doors. So unless you kind of want to do a surprise hit when you're out shopping or something.
Oh, that's good. Right, like I said,
it looks a bit weird.
Beth, keep listening because you will feel so happy with the next story. It'll make you feel completely normal.
Okay, good.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Andre.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You got another one?
Yes, indeed. So myself and my partner... passive-aggressively argue through our dog.
Okay, so, right. So, no. Break that down for me, please.
So So what we do is we kind of articulate our anger by imitating our dog's voice, and that way they can't be mad at us for sort of being rude or whatever. So it started off as a bit of a joke. I'll do it if you want.
No, I'd quite like that, yes, please.
You go, "Mom, Mom, let me out, God damn it. I need a toilet," or whatever, something like that. So, yes, but it's kind of escalated now into more of a demanding or a confrontational situation, using the dog as leverage to kind of protect myself.
Okay. In what kind of instance would this happen?
An example, at the weekend, she was out brunching with friends, and brunch ended up lasting sort of several hours, and she ended up coming back pretty late and pretty drunk, obviously being the willing fiancé, I went and picked her up and all the rest of it, and not to make her feel bad or anything like that. If anything, I was encouraging it, hoping that would buy me a bit of a pass for next time I go out with the boys.
Yes.
Obviously, instead of articulating that like a normal human, I decided to do that through the dog, passive-aggressively. You know, so you go, "Mum, next time Dad's out, remember, sometimes these things happen. You know, it goes a bit far, you have a few too many drinks. It's not his fault. He doesn't mean it. He loves you." That kind of thing.
You even do dog voice in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, now I'm saying it out loud, it does sound ridiculous, but...
No, it's fine. It's just a happy place. You can talk to me.
I feel like it helps, you know. It's kind of like our version of counselling, couples counselling through the dog, really.
Through the dog,
you have to pay for it. So,
totally. Yeah. It's your fiancé, right?
Yes, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is she near a phone now?
I don't think so. I think she's driving. Guess what? She's brunching again, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. I'd just quite like to hear, like, one of the arguments on the phone between you two. Should we try her anyway?
Yeah, you can do if you like.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's try her after this. Okay. Scott Mills. This could be cringe, just to let you know. Just to warn you.
Hello?
Annie?
Hello?
Hi, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Do you know someone called Andre?
I do, that's my fiancé.
It is your fiancé, yeah. He's just called me up on the radio about the thing that you do between you with the dog voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know he was going to call me?
He mentioned that he tweeted and he said that he'd received a call, but I didn't actually think that you would answer and speak to him about it.
Well, why would I not? You're doing a dog voice to each other. I don't know. I'm going to put it out there in a minute, Annie, and people will probably tweet and text in and stuff, but at the moment, I don't know.
You ask in our house, it's quite normal.
I've actually got Andre on the other line. Say hi.
Oh, hi. Hiya,
you're all right?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
So this is on. So, Andre, if you could start and maybe just... reconstruct the conversation that you had at the weekend. I just want to hear it from both of you. Come on.
"Mum, why you go out for so long? You only meant to go for 2 hours. You said 2 hours, now it's 8 hours, and now you're throwing, what's going on?"
"What do you mean, Poppy?"
"Well, just remember next time you go out, when Dad goes out with the boys, that sometimes these things happen."
"What, you mean when I went out drinking and I was meant to come home at a certain time and I didn't?"
"Yeah, that's right, Mum. Just forgive him next time it happens to him. Don't be so harsh on him."
"Okay, I'll think about it."
Now, let me just butt in here, Annie. Is that the voice you'd normally do, or would you also do dog voice?
I don't reply in dog voice, because the dog is obviously talking to me.
Right.
But if I've got something to say to him, to moan to him about, I do the dog voice if I'm the dog.
And could I hear that?
Really?
If possible.
"Dad! Dad!
Yeah.
You haven't put your stuff away! And Mum told you to put it away, so you need to do that before she gets angry, Dad.
Listen, it's been a real insight." Annie, Andre, I've completely got the idea.
Oh, God.
And thanks very much for being on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I love you both.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. One.
Scott Mills. Zach says, I'm pressing my buzzer for best thing of 2017 so far. We're quite far into the year now, so... There we are, you can't press it again. You can't say anything else is that good. But now other people are outing themselves. Charlotte, it's a normal thing. My whole family do dog voices. I've got this person. Me and my boyfriend have a dog voice as well. Dan in Bournemouth, sorry I've had to turn off. I'm back now. Also, we've got Mark from Cardiff, who does do dog voice to his girlfriend as well. It's more common than you think. Which reminds me of the time we got the head of marketing here at Radio 1 to do voice of dog.
Dad, happy birthday. I love you so much. Thank you always for caring for me. For my hugs, kisses and walks. Always. Your little man. Harry Potter.
Doesn't work here anymore.
Scott Mills.
And here's a royal update from Chris Stark. Hello.
You right?
Yes. Yeah, you?
Yes. You don't really talk like that at the Palace, Scott.
Right. Where are you?
Yeah, you. I'm outside St James Palace right now. I've just done the Duke of Edinburgh thing. What have you been saying, by the way?
Just that you... Because there's always a royal in attendance when you hand out Duke of Edinburgh Awards, because I've done it before.
Yeah.
And you're hoping for a William or Kate or Harry.
I was.
And, right, I can read your mind. But you probably got Edward.
Got Edward. You bang on.
Was it Edward?
It was Edward, yeah.
Right, and I texted you that this morning, what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Told you it'd be Edward. Very nice man, very nice man.
Yeah, it was an honour. Yeah. It was an honour. I wasn't sure how to address him exactly.
But, did you curtsy? Oh.
No, well, because I thought you meant to say HOH, aren't you? But
no.
The problem is, HOH works on our show. He's the posh one who works on the show. So I didn't feel comfortable saying that, so I just went, you're right, sir.
You're right, sir.
Yeah, I did it like teachers.
Oh, no.
But he seemed to he did. He responded well. And then he asked about the show, which was quite funny.
What did he say?
He was like, are you on some kind of anti-social hour? Oh. I was like, no, it's 1 to 4 in the afternoons. All good. So I think that's got us another listener, at least.
Well, he needs to talk to William, because William actually listens and likes Innuendo Bingo. True facts. He told us when he came in. Also, awkward that you got lost on the way to the Palace to give out Duke of Edinburgh Awards when they're all about orienteering.
That's true. There was a slight irony in that. But then again, I'm not there to actually do the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, am I?
Hey, maybe I could get one next year for my indoor camping.
Oh, I heard some great gossip about you here at the Palace, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry?
There was a lady here who said, he's done his Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award, hasn't he? I was like, yeah. Apparently you've been telling everyone here that you've done the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
No, I haven't.
Apparently you have.
No, I haven't. I've never done it.
They were like, oh, it's brilliant. Scott is one of our celebrities who's done the Gold Award.
No,
like,
I've handed them out. I've never done Oriental Interior.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What, they all think I've done it? I came to the Palace like you did and handed some out. I never done it myself.
Mate, you've been saying you've got the Gold Award.
I don't think I have. All right, let's speak to Pappers, 17, Kent. Pappers?
Yes?
Yes, Queen, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm right. Why are you called Pappers?
It is a nickname that I've been given over time of being from places. My second name is Papworth, so everyone ended up calling me Pappers in the end. So.
Okay. What's your full name?
William Papworth.
William Papworth, yeah. Where are you at the moment?
Oh, I'm sitting in the middle of a field in sunny Kent.
Okay, and you're on your tractor, are you? Rolling?
I am, yeah. I'm rolling. Well, okay. I was rolling until I started singing to you and I have to stop.
And why haven't you slept all night? I've just been told this.
Oh, because I ended up going to go see a load of mates and I ended up getting back late and I'd work at 6, so I just didn't end up bothering.
Straight
sort of,
through.
About an hour.
Okay. But feeling strong, though, yeah?
Well, yeah, sort of. Hopefully.
Right.
I've got to anyway.
Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. This will keep you awake.
Oh.
Or give you nightmares. It's Pitbull. I Know You Want Me. Kali Ocho.
I'm feeling pain for that, but I'll see what
that is. Right, you can have that, or Chris.
Or you can have my choice today, which is this. Massive tune. Hey, I wanna let y'all know. Hey, hey.
Here we go. This is a banger. This is Q-Tip, Busta Rhymes. It's quite overstuffed. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Good times, only difference making it dope. Chatter is up. Bibbidi buff, buggity puff. Top of the mountain, pulling the ladder up, you're dead. Okay, Happers?
Well, tricky one. I'm feeling keen for... Gaffney Scott. It's Gaffney
Scott.
No!
He does it again!
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. I know you want me. You know I want you.
This reminds me how much I miss Pitbull. Remember when he came into the show and did those kind of inspirational quotes? And then we spoke to him in his back garden one time. And he was just in his pants overlooking the sea in Miami. Such good times. That was Pitbull. I Know You Want Me. Kaiocho, another win for me on bangers. Soz Stark.
Scott Mills.
When Chris is away, I like to play the Ho game. You simply think of a person or a subject or a thing that is proper retro. Just say the word and then give it a massive ho. Feels good. So many people send me these hoos every day now. I've just got one from Dylan in Nottingham on Twitter. Safeway Supermarkets. Ho! It's me against the callers. Let's go. Okay, I'll start. Eating paper mache at school. Ho! Why would you do that? Line one, who are you?
Hi, I'm Matt from Cambridge.
Go on, Matt from Cambridge.
You know when you've been tangoed.
Line two, who's that?
It's Chantelle in Manchester.
Yes, yeah, Chantelle, Manchester, go for it.
Gladiators, ready!
Line three, who are you?
Hello, it's Bradley, Manchester.
Oh, another Manchester. Bradley, go.
Bop it.
Hello. I used to love that. Line four, who is it?
It's Lucy from Belfast.
Yes, Lucy, go on.
Crimping your hair off the 90s. Hello.
Line five, who's that?
It's Anthony.
Where are you, Anthony?
In Cornwall.
Got a who for me?
Yeah. Holding your phone in the air to get better signal. Hello.
Did that ever work? Line six, who's that?
It's Tom in Rugby.
Go on, Tom.
That time a BBC News presenter came out holding an A4 pack of paper rather than an iPad.
Simon McCoy, love him. Legend.
Absolute legend.
My turn. If you don't want to know the results of this football match, please turn away from the TV now. Ho! Back to Matt on line one. Go.
Gordon the Gopher.
Wow, way back. Chantel, you got another one for me?
Kingston Pat.
Still on, actually, on CBeebies.
Oh, nervous.
Bradley.
Hello.
Go on, then.
What's up?
Lucy.
Ronty, it does exactly what it says on the head.
Ronseal? Oh.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Anthony?
Round the world with a yo-yo. Hello.
Tom?
Diana Vickers refusing to wear shoes on X Factor. Hello. Put some shoes on.
Right, no one shows any signs of stopping. We'll be back after this.
Scott Mills.
Just playing the Who game, guys, on BBC Radio 1. Beware, though, that the alarm may go off at any point, at which point we have to be quick. And when the alarm goes off, the Who game is over. Back to me, then. Gatecrasher. Ha! Matt!
You better watch out, because Beatles about.
Chantel!
Cyndi Lauper off of the 80s.
Off of Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah.
Who?
Who?
Bradley!
What's your BB pin?
Whoa, there goes the alarm. We've got to be quick. Lucy!
I'm in a Bratz doll.
Hello to Bratz dolls. Anthony, quick!
Scratch and sniff. Bam!
Tom!
When Chris went into a coffee shop, gave them a fake name and made the server shout, "Coffee's for Daddy!"
Hello! What happened? Brad!
USB webcams.
Matt!
Ba-ba-boom!
Chantel!
Candy crisps. Who?
Tom!
Veruca socks.
And that's it. We're out of time. Thanks, everyone, for playing the Who game today. Amazing work, everyone.
Scott Mills.
OK, there's always a couple of amendments to make after we do the Who game. Things that are still on that I didn't know about. Apparently, someone just mentioned scratch and sniff. That is very much still on. Car air fresheners still have them, says Adam in Newark. My apologies, Adam. Also says, when was the last time you watched BBC Sport? Actually, a long time ago. Thanks for asking. They took away... they still say look away from the TV because of the football results. That's not a Who, it's still on. Before every episode of Match of the Day on BBC One. Come on, Scott, it's the BBC, you should know that. Of course. And apparently Gatecrasher is still on. Loads of people saying that. It's back in Sheffield. Are you wearing bright yellow neon? Ho!
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.